Hancock's Half Hour, 13th of the series from 1957, written, of course, by Galton and Simpson. Earlier today, the death of Alan Simpson was announced. He was 87. His friendship and partnership with Ray Galton spanned more than 70 years, and they're responsible for defining the modern sitcom with their creation, Steptoe & Son and Hancock's Half Hour, cornerstones of our archive network and comedies that I personally never tire of introducing. Now, here on 4 Extra, we take time to pay tribute to Alan Simpson by celebrating his life and work.
Who are you?
Well, I used to be Alan Simpson, and this man sitting next to me was Ray Galton once upon a time.
Yeah, that's still... You are, aren't you?
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'm the other one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Is that clear? Ray and I met in a sanatorium, not ever having written, and we started writing in the sanatorium. So we virtually became like Siamese twins.
Tone me what a life.
When we first started writing for Tony, the persona he was using was totally different to the one we remember from Hancock's Half Hour. It was still educating Archie, you know, the schoolmaster. And what we gradually did was change, make him more like himself.
Don't be ridiculous, one-horned goat. You'd take me for an idiot. Nobody asked you lot.
And at times, in the read-throughs of the radio shows, when you've got Bill Kerr, Kenneth Williams and Sidney James, also three of the loudest laughers in the business, plus Tony, and if they went, they'd be hysterical. I mean, the four of them would be roaring with laughter, and we'd be standing there sort of thinking, oh, we did that, you know, getting all very embarrassed almost.
An accountant must be an honest, upright man of integrity. You're not trained for it. It takes years of study, hard work and passing exams.
Well, yes, that's one way of doing it.
Well, how did you do it?
Well, I told Fothergill Witherspoon was fiddling. Then I told Witherspoon Fothergill...
There we go.
Well, I told Fothergill Witherspoon was fiddling. Then I told Witherspoon Fothergill was fiddling.
Have a run at it.
Look at this kite.
My name ain't on the gate. It's only got and son.
Oh, that's you, ain't it?
No, it ain't. It's you. It was your dad who had that sign painted.
And that was, it's over about 3 or 4 days we spent trying to think of an idea and nothing happened. And it was Ray one day, so we're about 2 rag and bone men. So I said, thinking he was joking. Yeah. I said, who ever heard of a series about 2 rag and bone men? That was silly. It was an amazing success, really, from the word go. I mean, we were taken completely unawares. I remember we went on holiday. Ray had taken a villa in Spain. We were going down to write a film in 1962. And I got down as far as the Spanish border and I got a copy of the Daily Mail. It made a point of the fact that this Steptoe series had run 6 weeks and had been such a hit that the BBC were doing it for the first time ever, were repeating it immediately. I mean, it was quite incredible the way it took off.
You dirty old man.
Did you ever imagine that the outpourings of your little typewriter would still be so vital today?
No one did. Nobody did. No. With the repeats and all that sort of thing and television and...
Nobody realised in those days that things were going to be played, 40 or 50 years later. The lovely thing about radio is that they sound as if they were recorded yesterday. Apart from references to pounds, shillings and pence and Harold Macmillan, could have been done yesterday.
You know, I sometimes think what it's all about. What are we here for? Don't you sometimes think that?
No, of course not.
You must have been told by a lot of comedians who've sort of followed you later on that that you've influenced them.
Well, more, not at the time one, to say we're so busy ourselves.
Sure, but now...
Latter lives, it's very flattering to, be told this, And one or two comedians have gone on record, mentioning they were influenced by Hancock or by our writing, which is wonderful. Your living has not been in vain, as they say.